I want to read to you a prophecy through Jean Wilkerson. Years ago, she begins by sharing this, she's just sharing it. When I went to the Shenandoah Valley and held seminars, I spoke at the officers' club at Fort Belvoir, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, to 400 marvelous people. I thought, wow, this Washington area, I was in fear and trembling. It was held at the Hyatt Regency, and I prayed as I looked over the city. Father, what would you say concerning this city? He usually gives me a word or a vision for an area I'm in. He showed me a giant cobra coiled in the government square. God, I ask, what does the cobra do? He said, God asked her, what does the cobra do? Then he answered, it charms its victims before it strikes them with the fatal poison. Many are the innocent who come into this seat of government where Satan loves to seat himself. They come in with all good intentions, innocent, but there's something about it. The more they stay, the more they become charmed. They become injected with a cobra sting, and they change. I asked God, what do you intend to do about this? He said, wait, I will tell you. The last day of the seminar, there was a mighty move of God that fell upon the place. The Spirit of God began to speak again concerning Washington, D.C. He showed me another vision. In the place of the cobra, I saw the Master. He was walking the steps up to the government buildings, and he said, before my return again, I am going to visit this place one more time. He said also, he would fill the White House with a Spirit-filled president. We are going to have it. Glory to God in the highest. This man will be favorable to the Christian community. Remember that when Joseph went into Egypt, God gave him favor with the powers, the leadership. They honored him. Because of this and the men, Egypt was blessed of God, even the house of Potiphar. When one man of God gets into the place God assigns him, God will give favor to that place because of his presence there. He will give favor to the churches. This is how it is coming. Get your eyes off your little place. Get them on the prophetic vision of God. That word that we quote so much, where there is no vision, the people perish, doesn't only mean that you need a vision to do something for God. It means that when God does not speak to you in prophetic word, you lose your way. And so she was encouraging the people to pray and to believe this prophetic word. Concerning that cobra that she saw, we have a pastor friend who lives very close to St. Louis, Missouri. And she took some storm cells moved through our areas, not last night, but the night before. And the St. Louis News, she saw that the St. Louis News had taken a picture that they were portraying of a storm cell cloud that was seen above St. Louis. She ran outside during the storm. She saw it herself, and they rebuked it, and it left. We're going to show that thing today on our noon prayer. She took pictures of it as it was on TV, on the news account, and then she took pictures of the thing itself. And a clear picture of a demon, like in the form of a kind of like a prehistoric bird with three horns on its heads and standing on taloned feet, was actually seen there in the clouds, which to me was not a scary thing. It reminded me, if you might have read that old Frank Peretti book of This Present Darkness, of some things that they saw, that prayer group saw over the areas. But it reminded me when I saw this demon in the clouds. If you know you're dealing with a demon, you got that thing licked, because we have authority over them. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we're seated at his own right hand. When Pastor Maxwell then ran outside and began to rebuke the thing, it left immediately. It lifted up and left. Now, Pat Maxwell may be with us. She's going to try to get with us today. But for sure, at our noon prayer, we are going to show that picture. Now, I'm saying this. When we look at what God showed Sister Wilkerson. Thank God he showed her that there's a man coming. You don't have to believe it, but I do. I believe that the man coming is Donald Trump. And I believe that we of course, must pray for him. But we also must come against that demonic presence that would choose to divide our country. This spirit of division today, there's some kind of an organized thing that the female teachers would stay home in at least three states in protest. So we're going to use that scripture that we talked last week, Psalm 144, especially in the Tehillim. And many of you ordered that Tehillim from us. You can get it. It's the Art Scrolls Tehillim. And it explains that when our leaders are laden, Psalm 144, 14, this is the state of a nation whose God is the Lord. That's verse 15, 144, 15. Praises to the nation with such a lot. Praises to the nations whose God is the Lord. And verse 14 says, our oxen, which is really the Hebrew word aluf, and it means our chiefs, our leaders, they call generals aluf. General is an aluf, are laden. In other words, they have upon them, upon their shoulders, the government. When our leaders are good and God has given them to us, and they have upon us, on their shoulders, the laden, they're laden with the burden of the people and the government, then there is neither defection nor outburst nor wailing in our streets. Because Rashi says, these words reflect national solidarity. We stand together, identify with a common cause, and acknowledge the authority of our leaders. There's no defection in our ranks. Morale is high. Friendships are strong, and we're not shamed by an outburst of vituperation or embarrassing behavior. And so as we pray for this nation and its unity, we are praying, too, for our blessing. A nation, a government that has clearly announced and come out pro-Israel, blessing of Israel. I think our Vice President Mike Pence has had some dealings recently with some Israeli leaders who are urging him and urging us to establish our embassy in Jerusalem. But right now, I want to lift up our nation. We're going to do it right together. We're going to lift up our nation, and we're going to come against those spirits of division that would divide us from being one nation under God. Heavenly Father, in the name above all name, how gracious and wonderful you are. How marvelous, Father, to give us good leaders. Father, we know that when they come there, the spirit of division, oh, everybody turn. Turn toward wherever you are from Washington, D.C. Turn toward it right now. I'm going to turn toward the east. And put my hand out toward the east, wherever you are. I heard you from New York. I heard you from Florida. New York, you're going to point south. Florida, you're going to point north. You on the west are going to point east. You that I heard from Canada, oh, Rabasata, join us. Ilatoria Makahalatanya. In the name above every name, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, in the name above every name, we come out against you, you evil demonic spirits, and we know we have authority over you. And here from across this country, and from friends who join us outside our borders, we say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers today. We plead the blood, the covenant blood against you, and we command you paralyzed. You who would bring division. You who would weaken us through division. You who would roast the Micaiah and the Latsito Nononje. In Jesus' name, we command you, cease and desist in your maneuvers today. Kohora Makalatino no Sabre. And according to 1 Timothy 2:1, dearest Father, marvelous Father, holy Father, according to your written instructions to us, we would even now, first of all, make supplication, make prayers, make intercessions and giving of thanks for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We too want our streets to be ilibratone, as the Psalms, it is written in the Psalms. We would have our leaders laden with God's will toward Israel, God's will toward this nation. It is written in the Word of God, Heavenly Father. Hebrews, this is in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 21. This nation, meaning Israel, I created for myself to recount, relate my praise. You created Israel for your praise, Father. And we lift it up today. We lift it up in the mighty name above all names. We lift it up, Father, and we shall not give you silence until you make it a praise in the earth. Oh, Father, you've been so faithful to your word. You've brought them home to prove the promises of God are true. We pray today that the nations, Irontasa, that our nation would recognize this. Oh, Father, I have seen in the news and I've heard in Netanyahu's speech that he made, and I have heard in our own president's speech that something is in the works. Regarding Israel and a broader picture with so-called moderate Arab states. Netanyahu said in his speech that Iran is still the biggest threat and indicated there was some kind of a broad area of negotiations going on. Who knows what, but I've heard our president talk about it, and I've heard Netanyahu reference it. So let us pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and the leadership of Israel right now, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come to them regarding this, whether it's the will of God or not the will of God, that they would move according to the will of God. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, Iso Pratalaka Halandia, you protect Israel. You never slumber, you never sleep, and you are the protection of Israel. I just do pray with all of these people who love Israel, and that's why they're on this call, Father, that Israel and its leadership would Irotala Mahasanda yield to you. Yield to you, Father. Yield to you. That Rostra Makahalat, the leadership of Israel, would yield to you. You're so faithful to lead. You're so faithful to guide. Help them to hear. Dig out their ears. Dig out our ears in our own lives, Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you. It is written in Hebrews 4:13 that everything is open to you. Bomb threats have been made to the Jewish communities, and skullduggery and evil things have been done here in cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries. Father, this has created a fear among the peoples, the Jewish people in America. Father, it is real, this anti-Semitism. But Father, in the name above all names, fear is real, and there's just the enemy, even if he's just shouting big bad wolf, like a big bad wolf, it creates fear in the hearts of the Jewish people. Dear Father, I lift them up. I lift them up to know safety and peace here in the United States. I lift up people, these prayers, dear Father, in their areas where they have habitational authority, alert them to take that authority and keep their areas clear. And now regarding our own project in Migdal Arbel, Israel, we ask you to surround with faith and love. We have an important day coming up, March 23rd. March 23rd, we fully expect a very positive decision made in our way toward us. and then on towards the building permit. I have a business meeting this afternoon regarding where I will present some decisions that I've had to make. And I would ask you now to pray with me about that meeting. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, O prasandele hosabra kalakatinyo, isho trugudosh keriete. If I could just get you to around 3 o'clock Central Time this afternoon, if I could get you folks to lift me up and to lift up our business meeting. I'm the head of this ministry, and but I don't just make all the decisions. We have to have others agree to them. And I'm asking you to surround me with faith and love. I'm asking you this afternoon to lift me up in prayer, even now, in the Holy Spirit, and to say, I surround Billy Brim and that meeting with faith and love. And ask the Lord, and let's ask him right now, Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Also, folks, there is a really huge sum of money that's to be released, not just to me, some of it's coming to our ministry, but to the body of Christ. And it's already been, I just ask you to, let's just say it like this. Those funds, and let's include not just this one source that I know about, but let's, the funds to the body of Christ be released to do the work of God. The funds that would that be released to do the work of God. The funds, oh ramasito lotondiang de hishatanya, sapron de helikatyanda. You can delay that no longer in the name above every name. You can delay that no longer. I say unto you, kingdom of darkness, you can delay that no longer. In the name above every name, you can delay that no longer. In the name above every name, O ramahasito dotko brate dishando vratanye ili brasote nikahalabrati ishondolo koho brakili ketinyo bevrote 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 hisandolo mokoho brate hisandolo mokoho rabakata telianda. We would have oro mokolodinya na kobrata. We would have the peace. We would have what 1 Timothy ashondoho matanya talks about. We would have the rosonda, the quietness that we are needing in our rosta de macanya, our everyday lives. He shoot no macaha sabra que litonia ni calabrate, e vronda ne basota de macahala caladinho no cobratete, e shanamocoria da halasandia nicolodo de abaratatia. Now I do invite you to join us for our noon prayer today. Just go to billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG. We are on at 12 noon Central Time. And then you can watch the archives if you need to watch later. Some people who live far away or have even difficulty watching it, if it buffers too much, you can catch it later on the archives and watch it really plainly and clearly. But you can pray right with us at noontime. As I said again, when I do show that, and I'm going to show those pictures, when you know it's the enemy, just like today, when we know that cobra's there, we have authority over him. We have authority over him. So I want to, I'm making some decisions too. I was praying yesterday, and it seemed like the Lord gave me some direction about my own personal life in Israel. And so I want you to pray with me. Give her the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We have our Israel tour that's leaving, I think it's May 29. I'm going to go earlier, but you can join me over there on May 29 if you'll just contact us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask to be connected to the Israel tour, or phone 417-336-4877 and ask about the Israel tour. I'd be glad to walk that land with you. We have quite a few people that the Lord has instructed to go. We do have a Canadian office, and you can find out how to reach that Canadian office online at billybrim.org or 1-800-972-3447. It's time now to close off, and I do just want to thank you for staying in prayer. And if you can follow me on the tweet, the Twitter, I am, when things come to me in the daytime to pray about, I'm putting it on there and asking people to join me in it right at that moment. Oh, I do so believe in the power of prayer. Oh, I do so believe in it. And I thank you for believing in it too. And I love you. Thank you so much for joining us in His service. Shalom, shalom.